Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Unlearning toxicity. That's what we do on this broadcast. Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenism. And I am your co-host, Enlightenist teacher, and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast service. We began our broadcast, as we do all broadcasts, with a prayerful meditation. And the prayerful meditation is designed to quiet and clear the mind, to quiet and clear the mind from the toxicity of hurry and worry and judgment and anger and all of the things that we get caught up in the course of living life. Now, this prayerful meditation is designed to move you out of generational victimization to a new way to think and live. And as you listen to the words in the prayerful meditation, allow the words to aid you in creating a foundation for self-reliance. Allow yourself to know that this prayerful meditation is your beingness. Allow yourself to know that you have the power within to cleanse and clear your mind. So let us begin our prayerful meditation. I ask now all of you that can to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. And allow the words to permeate your being. As you listen to the Enlightenism prayerful, insightful meditation, as you continue breathing in and out in a very slow and calming manner, listen to the words. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. In this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, incomplete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values. And it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being. In every moment, I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and hold it just for a moment. And now release it very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google. By typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. I further recommend reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Creating Successful Relationships with People You Dislike. And I'll say that blog again. This is Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Creating Successful Relationships with People You Dislike. Also go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. And just in going back to the blog, I highly recommend that you read this blog, not just once, but twice, because there is so much of the enlightenism model that is put forth in this blog. And again, the blog is Creating Successful Relationships with People You Dislike. And that's for whatever reason. And just the first sentence in that is enough to open you up to a new way to think and live. Now, the Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. And the intent of the Enlightenism spiritual freedom broadcast is to reveal how you can use your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you. Through this broadcast, and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge, you come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. You come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. I can't say that enough, because it always comes back to your awareness of being. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes, I always like to share some short insights. And I start by telling you that the idea of this broadcast is to work from the inside out, which allows you to step into your power. As Brother Malcolm and I say, and Brother T opens our weekly broadcast Monday through Wednesday with a weekly beat, inviting you to step into your power. And we do that each day we're on this broadcast. We say to you, step into your power, the power of being whole in your perspective of living. Being whole in knowing who you are when you hear something that unnerves you in some way. We consistently say on this broadcast, step into your power, the power that you were born with, the power to be self-reliant in an illusionary world that teaches you that your life is not in your hand. When you work from the inside is when you step into your power. You cleanse your mind of what others taught you. The Enlightenism philosophy of cleansing the mind is to live free and unencumbered from lack, limitation, and struggle by unlearning the beliefs and values given to you by others. Our book, Enlightenism, is the opening into your awareness of being. And what I know, with all the work that I had done in metaphysics, the first chapter in Enlightenism had me come back many, many times, because it talks about personal responsibility. And we are responsible for stepping in to our power, using our power, and understand that we were born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that we will ever need for the journey. The book Enlightenism is a spiritual philosophy that postulates there is a new way to think, live, and be. And it is through Enlightenism you come to know that you are either living from others' beliefs and values, or you're living from Enlightenism, which is your self-acquired intuitive knowledge that no one can give you but you. And we simply open up the portals and you reveal your self-awareness. What I know is when you spend time cleansing your mind of the generational toxicity and social construct that you've learned from others, you become responsible for your life, for your living, and for your awareness of being. You know unequivocally that you are freeing the I am-ness in you of victim beliefs. Therefore, the I am-ness in you is willing to enter into a new way to think and live. You now understand that each and every moment in your life, the I amness in you is on the path of enlightenism always. And this is the path you walk wherever you go. This is the path you live on. This is the path of your being. So you always know who you are on the enlightenism journey wherever you go. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to our broadcast, live or on playback, on any one of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and to purchase our book, Enlightenism. Enlightenism is a new spirituality, a new way to think and live. Enlightenism is a new paradigm shift in African-American consciousness and spiritual awareness that dissolves through unlearning the definition of lack, limitation, and struggle around race, color, and religion given to you by others. Living in the beingness of enlightenism, you come to know from within. We don't use enlightenism to find the power of God outside of us. We use enlightenism to find the power of God within. And now I give you speaker, author, philosopher, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you, Sister Carla. Great, great insights. You're lighting it up today with enlightenism. You.
Yes. Step into your power.
I was listening to you, and as I was listening to you, I was thinking about the journey that I'm on, and sometimes I want it to be right now, actually, sometimes pain-free, have everything be in complete harmony with the consciousness within. It doesn't work that way all the time.
No, it doesn't.
Sometimes I get out of the consciousness and say, well, let me go back to
it doesn't work. It does
I used
not
to
work.
Be.
Yeah, right. You know? Right.
Yeah, so, folks, this is not a journey. Well, I'm saying to you, Sister Carol, this is not a journey where all of us, you magic, just going to be this blissful mindset all the time. And you just going to be complete peace, harmony, love everybody.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't happen.
That does not happen.
Without a lot of work.
It doesn't happen without a lot of work. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But what I love is you know, you absolutely know when you're not in the work. You know when you're not in the work.
That's correct. So thank you so much for getting us started here today. Great insight.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sister Carolyn, let's up here today, folks. I'm Malcolm coming to you live from the Enlightenism Zone. Who are you aware of being? I am conscious. I am aware that there is a power in me that is greater than the one that I receive from others. The great blog, Creating Successful Relationships with People You Dislike. I wrote this blog because really, when you're doing this work and you wake it up, you find out there's some people you don't like. And you may not like them. See, we want to say to ourselves, we love everybody. But when you find out people you don't dislike, particularly, you just put particular politicians, ministers, public figures, neighbors, people just walking down the street in a grocery store. So I wanted to write, I did write the blog creating successful relationships with people you dislike. Here's a few little excerpts from it. People are not as they are, but as we think they are. There are many people we dislike for various reasons, because of their political, religious, and social beliefs. And there are those we dislike because of their looks, personality, and they rub us the wrong way. Most of the time, we have difficulty explaining why we dislike them, but we do. Whenever we dislike someone for whatever reason, it's time to look at ourselves. What are our beliefs? Where do we acquire these beliefs? Most of the time, we'll discover answers are always the same. We acquire them from others. That's just a couple of paragraphs from the book. Check it out. It has some great information in it about using enlightenism. That's a question about creating a successful relationship with that you just, that's the basis of it. Stepping into your power with enlightenism and working in time and discovering that you are consciousness. So the one that you have concluded you dislike, how do you create a successful relationship with that person? The blog is about. Check it out. It's available on Google. Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism Insights. I am consciousness. Discover the source of my power in my consciousness. Who are you aware of being, folks? And who are you depending on for this awareness of being? What do you know about yourself and the power you have within? Why are you of a certain religion? Why are you of a certain political persuasion or party? Why are all of these things important in your life? Things are important because the world says they are. Society says what's important. One day it's inflation, next day it's unemployment. One day it could be racism, the next day it could be sports. Everything changes on the outside. But on the inside, all of the things that we are embodying on the outside creates confusion about who we are on the inside. Now, Sister Carla said, we work on the inside. And it's on the inside we will discover the consciousness of truth. So to see beneath the truth beneath illusions about who you are. Other truths imprison you in what I call spiritual human matrix. Keep up depending on traditional ways of thinking and living. Generated matrix. It's not real, but it sets all of the parameters and guidelines by which we should live. Well, we don't want to live this way. So we want to be able to have a different way of living, a different way to think about who we are and the power we have within ourselves. This power that I call enlightenment is available all of
you want to do something if you want to do something about yourself. This is something that you, this is a power you must become engaged in for yourself. You must trust yourself. I know people hear it all the time. They say, well, I've been hearing this all of my life. Well, think about it. Where you go when you have a problem? Where you go? And what set of beliefs are you using? See, in the spiritual matrix, we're fixated on what others have created for us to use for our spiritual empowerment. Why are there so many ways and things that you can do to choose from when you are one individual? You are one individual, and what you're trying to do is live in this world, and you're trying to live in the world successfully. And the blog is about There are people you dislike, and when you dislike someone, you shut down your mind and you stop focusing on the reasons as to why you dislike the person. I hear people talk about it all the time in politics. They're really fixated on who they like and who they dislike, and they're unwilling to change. Well, racism was the same way. So was slavery. So was Jim Crow. So all of the things that happened throughout our time. We get fixated on something and we renounce them because I'm a Baptist or something. I don't like Jews. I don't like Muslims. I don't like Buddhists. I don't like Hindus because what my beliefs are the way, are the only way. And when we reach into that mindset, that sense certainty about my way is the only way, and yet your way, when I say your way, I'm talking about all of us who have bought into someone else's way, someone else's beliefs, someone else created something. We claim it as our own, and now it becomes our way, and it becomes the only way. It becomes the only way you can do something, and you can find a thousand reasons as to why you cannot change. And that's what enlightenment was about. Change. It's about changing. Going deeper within yourself to discover something other than what is already in the world. See, it's not about creating something or duplicating something in the world. Enlightenism is not duplicating things in the world. Enlightenism is providing the power and clarity for you to discover a new way to think and live about yourself. It's about you, the individual. It's not about all of these other people. And to cleanse your mind of others, you have to be willing to let go. You have to, even the concepts that you have about God, you didn't create them. The little boy is hungry. Story of the little boy hungry. He's crying out for his mother for food. I'm hungry. Mother said, we don't have anything to eat, but I'm hungry. Pray. Mother says, pray. Pray for food. Pray to God for food. Little boy goes into the room, starts crying, and prays to God. God, could you give me some food? I'm hungry. I need something to eat. The little boy stops crying, goes out of the room, goes up to his mother, said, I have prayed for the food. Let's eat. And there's no food. There's no food. Now, what happens in that little anecdote is that the mother is transferring powerlessness, her powerlessness in the situation to feed herself and a child. And he's transferring it to the invisible God. Now, this boy is going to remember, this child is going to remember this all of his life until he discovers that there was another way to handle the problem. See, there's always a different way to do something in life, whatever it is. But when you're working inside and you're fixated on spirituality and all of the different spiritual beliefs in the world, then you think that this buffet of spiritual beliefs are the only ones available to you. Well, there are others. You have to find them you have to discover within yourself there's a power where you can find peace. You can find peace. And I always remember the peaceful aura of my friend who is a Buddhist monk, Hindu monk. And he is very sincere about his work. He goes into the various retreats in India and so forth, and he has silence, and he's not talking for a long period of time. He has sporadic behavior. And I remember he and I were walking around the park, and we were talking. He was doing most of the talking, and I was listening. And so a person was walking a dog. The dog was like a pit bull or something, and he was aggressive. And the man had problems holding on to the dog. And so the dog broke away, broke free, and he was running toward us. My first instinct,
honestly speaking, was to try to look for something to knock the dog out or run. So I had two options that I limited myself to. One, to meet the force of the dog with a greater force, which would have been a physical force, get a tree stump or branch and knock the dog out to keep the dog from harming me. Or the other choice was to outrun the dog. And so the dog was coming toward us. The monk had a different solution. And what he did, the dog came toward him. Got the dog as the dog was running toward him. He clapped his hand in a loud noise, and he pointed his hand, his finger to the right. And the dog turned and went to the right. I never seen anything like it in my life. He clapped his hand and pointed for the direction for the dog to go. I am sharing this anecdote with you because when we limit ourselves to thinking within a fixed mindset where there's nothing else except what we've heard about and what we've experienced all of our lives, then we're missing out on a lot of wonderful things that are within us. The power that the monk has, I had the same power. But I was unaware of it. My natural instincts were following a pattern of thinking that I had developed all of my life by living in the United States of America, where violence is always the response to danger. Hence, so many guns, so many baseball bats and knives. That's what we've been taught. We've been taught to meet force, aggressive force, with a greater aggression. Not a different type, not a different way, not a peaceful way. And when you are dealing with an impoverished mindset where you feel victimized, for whatever reason in your life, and you are regurgitating patterns of beliefs that are traditional, carried on from one generation to the next, your response, your natural instinctive response must come from somewhere. It's going to come from what's in you. That was what was in me at the time. See, what was in me at the time. And now I'm in a different space, and I can understand better now than I could then. Why? Because I am working in the same consciousness that the monk was working in, the consciousness within. It's nothing special just because someone says the person was a monk and they meditate all the time. And they travel and live a different lifestyle than what is the mainstream lifestyle, but that's available to anyone. This power is available to anyone that I'm talking about. I call it enlightenment, but it's available to anyone. And you can have peace, you can have clarity, and you can have natural instincts that are consistent with what's in you. And what's in you must be cleansed of all of this other stuff that you have put into your life as a child and as an adult, thinking this is the only way. People pray for money and jobs all the time. But there are many different ways to generate wealth. Many. Just like there are many ways to generate spiritual freedom. Only way that you can really get into spiritual freedom is to create it yourself. And same thing with wealth. But in this case, it's something in you. It's something in you. It's not something that you're talking about. And when you discover it within you, then you're not in awe of anything else outside of you. You know it's available to you. Everything that Christ did, others can do it. Everything the Buddha did, others can do it. Or Krishna, or Muhammad, or anyone else. But you have to go into the consciousness within you, not try to replicate their consciousness by, you know, people reciting stuff. So the more I recite the Lord's Prayer, oh, the holier I'm going to be. The more, you know, I'm going to be able to feed my family by reciting the Lord's Prayer every day before I go to work, when I come back, and for lunch, and I do it, and then I'll do it in the evening. And if I do this long enough, the Lord will bless me. And all of the missing pieces in that story that I just said right, it give you this little analogy. You are doing the work. You are going to work, and this is how you have decided to earn wealth. You have decided that in order to get what you want, you're going to work every day. And if you stop going to work, then you're going to be like the little boy that prayed for food. It's not going to be there unless someone finds the resources to bring the food into the house. And there are many ways to bring the food into the house. But the person that lacks the food must find the way. See, when we, one of the things that's important about what we're talking about with enlightenment, see, when lack is in your life, whatever it is that you lack, I lack this, I need this. Lack does not exist in a vacuum, folks. It must be filled with something. And what we're saying, fill it with enlightenism, with new beliefs. But you're going to fill the lack with something. You're going to find a way to get the food. You're going to find a way to deal with the things that you desire in life. Check within yourself, work within yourself, and discover a new way to think and live by removing some of the things that's preventing you from having a peaceful life. And believe me, I didn't grow up around peaceful people. And I know. And I'm just saying this just from my own experience. You can talk about your own, but I didn't grow up around peaceful experiences. You want to be in a neighborhood where, you know, people are not shooting guns and weapons and doing other things, but the absence of peace was very prevalent everywhere I went, on any bus that I was on, anywhere I was going, is the absence of peace. And the absence of peace was because it wasn't in me. I was trying to duplicate and replicate what was outside. I was trying to get to a place where I could get the force and power that is greater than the people that were going to try to attack me or do something to me or harm me just because I am available walking down the street. I didn't know. And I'm saying it's nothing to admit to yourself that you don't know about the power in you because you have not really seriously worked on discovering it and using it. Doesn't mean that because I am talking about something now and I'm talking about enlightenism and I've written some books and so forth about it, it doesn't place me in an exalted position over you or anyone else. It just means that I am working on myself in the mind. You may be working on yourself in politics or religion or something else. And I am saying that whatever you're working in, ask yourself, do you have the natural instinct of peace when you are confronted with someone you don't like? Where is the peace? Where is the compassion? It's absent because it's not in you. It first must be in you before you can express it. You first must possess it in order to give it. It is better to give than to receive, because if you are giving, you already have it. if I have the food and the person is hungry, I'm in a better position to give them the food than for them to receive it. They don't have it. You have what I'm talking about. You're wealthy in your mind. You're wealthy. You have limitless power. And this limitless power I call enlightenment. Okay, folks, we're going to check out here. Sister Carolyn, thanks a lot for getting us going. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, 12 p.m. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Brother Malcolm Kelly. It's going to say YouTube, Brother Malcolm Kelly. And a number of great videos here about enlightenment and the power within. The power within. It says, I am consciousness. I am greater than the person I'm currently aware of there. Here's Sister Carol to close us out. Have a great day. See you tomorrow at 12 p.m.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased.
Enlightenism.
Enlightenism.
Hi, Baba Johnny.
Hi, Baba Johnny.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Say bye.
Say bye.
The smallest and largest thing are one.
Are one.
Step into your power.
Step into
with all things.